Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Michaela calling from Local Splash. I was looking to speak to the owners of Mr. Itchy's Insulation. Would that be you?
You ask me.
Hi, so I am a data service provider to both Facebook and Google. And the reason for my call this morning is that I wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google. Now, would you be familiar with first page Google placement?
Yeah.
Okay. And currently, right now, what are you using to get new clients in?
I just paid for Angie Leads and Yelp.
Okay. And what has been your experience? I do see your Yelp page here, but what has been your experience with, like, Angie's List and also Yelp so far?
Well, I just started Angie, so I don't have any experience with Angie yet, but Yelp's been okay.
Okay. So
My
I'm okay.
issue is there's another company. It's my old company that comes up as the first thing on Google if you search my name, and it's a different number. It's like inactive, and I cannot get rid of it off of Google.
Okay, so you're saying that your previous company is popping up with your current information.
No, my previous company's popping up with old information, and everybody keeps clicking on that saying they can't get a hold of me, even though my new company, it's verified and it's right underneath my, I mean, if you search it on Google, search up Mr. Itchy's Insulation, it'll come up as Mr. Itchy's Insulation Services, but it has the wrong phone number, it's not a verified license, there's the wrong address, everything, but I can't get rid of it on Google. I don't know what to do. They won't get rid of it.
Okay, well, what it will probably come down to then, if you try to, like, deactivate the website page and, going through the process of getting that taken down to no avail, is it's really going to have to come down to your new company having a bigger presence than your previous company, all your, like, new information and your phone numbers. Or even have you maybe tried to edit the previous website, maybe update it with the new information to see if that works for you?
Yeah, I tried that, and I can't activate the old email that's attached to it because they say I need the old email, and I don't have that email anymore.
Okay, I got it. I hear what you're saying there. Yeah, so it's really just going to come down to, the new company name with the new phone number having a bigger presence than your previous one to kind of outrank your old company then. So right now, are you using any, like, SEO tools at all for this current business that you're having? So now you mentioned Angie's List and Yelp, but are you doing any other SEO for the new company?
No, that's all I have right now because, I can't get a bigger presence on my new company with the proper information because everybody keeps clicking on the old one and they're going to that one, so that one's getting a bigger presence, and I need to get rid of that old one. And I don't know why Google can't get rid of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, especially since, like, you have the whole verification process there. I'd be honest with you, I don't understand, like, why they can't, take that down, especially if it's not active information. Even to just go in and update it, I'm not really sure why that's, why that's an issue and why that's a problem there for you. I do see your Yelp page come up. I do see, like, when I search up your company name, I do see your Yelp page come up and things of that nature. But again, I don't necessarily see you ranking for installation even in your area of Placerville. Because I know that's in California out here. Like, I don't see much
What
of
I'm
a
trying to
presence
change.
when I search you up that way, unless, like, I already have your company name and your phone number and things of that nature. And that was essentially why I was calling you this morning, was because we had an exclusive Google listing open up in your area and we wanted to place you on the local map section. Would you be familiar with the local map section?
Yeah, and like I was trying to say, that there's a Mr. Itchy's Insulation Services is on a map as well, and it's getting all the views and everything, and people try to click and call and everything, and it's calling an inactive number.
Got it.
So I've been losing a lot of business because of an old Google ad that I can't update and I can't delete.
Okay. well, if we were able to get the new company, you know, ranked in a higher or same position, would you be interested in hearing what we can do for your company and what your options are with us?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and collect just some more information on your business really quickly to know, you know, what we can do for you here. Now, right now, are you in a position where you're looking for more work?
Well, kinda. I just signed up with Angelique, and they said they have quite a bit of work for me, mm-hmm. you know, for my business, and that'll get me, you know, a lot more business. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys are trying to do. Is it like an ad service, pay to click, pay to, you know,
so not paid. Not paid to click. We can provide a lead service, but more exclusively what we're offering today is the SEO marketing. We do Google ads, we do Facebook ads, all those things. Like, we cover, you know, every area of online marketing, but this is SEO. So anytime anyone searches up any of the services that you're providing, we make sure that you're popping up in the areas that you go to, the areas that you service. And speaking of that, like I said, I know where home base is, but how far are you typically traveling for new clients? Maybe like 10 miles, 15 miles, or?
30 miles.
30 miles, okay.
Yeah, 30 to 45 miles, you know. Because I work from South Lake Tahoe all the way to Sacramento.
Got it. Okay, so you go pretty far. Okay, that sounds great. Now, it did seem online that you were more looking to target residential areas, but do you also do some commercial here and there?
I don't like doing commercial.
Okay, so you just wanted to stay exclusively doing residential?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. All right, and then can you just do me one last thing and just confirm how long you've been in business for, sir?
Since 2000.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Years.
Okay.
9 years.
Sorry, you're just breaking up just a little bit there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm all right. That area.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely consider you a legacy business since you've been open for so long. And we want to go ahead and help you as much as we can as far as, like, the previous listing, making sure that all your information is correct so that the clients who are looking for you, I mean, you've been in business for the last 9 years, built this reputation, we want to be able to connect those clients who are looking for your services to you. And something, you know, as trivial as a phone number shouldn't stop you from, you know, having that business flow that you work so hard to develop. So we definitely want to go ahead and help you with that this morning here. But being that this is an exclusive Google listing that we are looking to fill today, you do see the value in appearing on the first page of Google. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
I was saying you do see the value in appearing on the first page of Google. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to go ahead and do is put you on the phone with Andy. He is the pricing director in your area. But more importantly, he's going to be able to, you know, assist you in getting the listing correct to make sure that your current company with the current phone number is ranking on the first page of Google. Now, if you can just go ahead and just provide me your name. I don't believe that I was able to catch that at the beginning of the call here.
Yes, John.
John. Okay, John. So here is Andy coming on the line right now to be able to assist further.
Good morning. Thank you for holding. This is John.
Yeah.